69 degrees. We have had a lot of drizzly rain this morning. That is continuing on, and there is yet a 100% chance, basically speaking, of more rain today. Should be a wet weekend overall. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Tennessee prison officials aborted an execution yesterday after failing to place an IV line into Tony Carruthers' veins. WPLN's Catherine Sweeney says there will be no reports in the media about what the failed execution looked like.
Media witnesses to executions are marched into a viewing room adjoining the death chamber. There's a big window with a black curtain hanging over it. Prison guards open the curtain after the IV lines are established. Reporters take notes and share their observations in a press conference after the execution. That's what Stephen Hale of the Nashville Banner tried to do yesterday. The curtain remained closed as the staff tried and failed to place the IV.
For that hour and 20 minutes, we were sitting in a dark room and could only faintly hear what was going on. As frustrating as it is to not be able to tell you what we witnessed, that's the most we can kind of do.
In January, prison officials were ordered by a Davidson County judge to keep the curtain open the whole time. A lawsuit from the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press successfully argued that was necessary for government transparency. The state appealed. In April, the Tennessee Supreme Court temporarily blocked the change. That's why the curtains were closed during Carruthers' failed execution. Catherine Sweeney, WPLN News.
WPLN, the National Banner, and the Associated Press were all parties to that lawsuit. A program that provides free legal services to people facing eviction will now be embedded into a Nashville department. The Eviction Right to Counsel program is currently run by the Legal Aid Society of Middle Tennessee and the Nashville Hispanic Bar Association. Since it launched in 2022, the program has provided free legal representation to thousands of households. Last year, it assisted more than 1,000, and 93% were able to avoid disruptive displacement. The program calculates that their work saved the city roughly $4 million in social services. Nashville's Metro Council voted to formalize the partnership between the program and the city's housing division. Housing advocates have been asking for the program to receive full funding, estimated at roughly $9 million annually. While the council's decision does not promise that funding, Legal Aid's executive director, Darkenya Waller, tells WPLN News that it is a, quote, step in the right direction. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.